What is my perfect crime? I break into Tiffany's at midnight. Do I go for the vault? No, I go for the chandelier. It's priceless. As I'm taking it down, a woman catches me. She tells me to stop. It's her father's business. She's Tiffany. I say no. We make love all night. In the morning, the cops come and I escape in one of their uniforms. I tell her to meet me in Mexico, but I go to Canada. I don't trust her. Besides, I like the cold. 30 years later, I get a postcard. I have a son, and he's the chief of police. This is where the story gets interesting. I tell Tiffany to meet me in Paris by the Trocadero. She's been waiting for me all these years. She's never taken another lover. I don't care. I don't show up. I go to Berlin. That's where I stash the chandelier.
I've got a reputation to live up to. I mean, if my show does not make people vomit and have an erection at the same time, then I've let my audience down.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. With me this week is not my brother for once, proving I do have non-blood that cares about me. I have on my left the Matt Ganoza. Say hi. This is a radio show. No one sees your nod. All right, then. And on my right, I have the Veronica Johnson.
The
VJ.
I dig that.
The Vijay.
I hate you.
Yes.
Oh my God, I hate you.
You can listen to us every Saturday when I show up, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Live web streaming found at www.fcac.org/WEBR. And on cable, because who doesn't want to listen to a radio show on cable? Channel 37 Cox, Comcast Channel 27, and if you're poor like me and you get your cable out of the wall jack, it is Cox 10.
How many listeners do you think we have so far?
I'm going to go with under 2 because my mom is getting her hair done.
Wait. We can't see it on bios?
We could look. I've learned to stop clicking on the listener thing. It just disappoints me. Like, everything. Aww. The show needs to be my happy place where I feel like I've done something. I can't look.
Silence.
I can't look and be confronted with proof of my failure every 5 seconds. That's the rest of my life. Exactly. All right, gang. We got a... Matt, are you ready to say hi, by the way?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I think they hear me laughing anyway. It doesn't really matter.
All right. Matt is here, and he's all checked in. And we got a big show. First, I think I should introduce my two characters, my two guests. We're going to start with Matt, because that way I can prove he's in the studio.
We're not just the ladies first.
We're going to start with Matt. All right, Veronica, we'll start with you.
No, please, by all means.
You can pull the mics in your face. Right like that.
It won't come any further.
If you tug on it hard enough, it'll come, Veronica. It'll come right toward your mouth. But you need to
tug. We tried that last time, remember? Nothing happened.
You need to tug. All right. So we're going with Veronica, or we're going with Matt? Since you guys run the damn show. All right, Matt. Headphones on, so you can hear my delightful sound effects, which I'm not playing right now. Matt is the younger brother of my friend Meredith, who I met back in the high school days. And since then, I have grown to become much better friends with Matt. And Meredith is now dead to me.
How long have we known each other? Like 8 years now?
Yeah, they're kind of like the Ganoza clan. This is Matt Ganoza for legal purposes, G-A-N-O-Z-A. They're like a second family to me. They're like my half-Latin, half-German family. And, I'm thankful for them. He's been on the show one time before, and here he is again, being a trooper about it. I paid him, like, $2 for some snack wraps earlier, and that was his reward for coming in. So he's a good friend.
No, I was in a good mood. I got my job, so...
There you go. I could take advantage of him all damn day.
Yeah, but
you heard it first.
He's a drink later tonight, though.
To the two listeners, he is working at Cheesecake Factory now, over in Fair Oaks, so go in there and tip Matt heavily. Just the tip.
Or I will spit in your food. I'm not even joking. I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
Well, thank
you. FCC.
FCC. And bring that mic toward your mouth, Matt. Or scoot your chair in. Either one will work.
Dude, sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
What?
Was that a sound effect?
Yeah, that was my F-bomb sound effect that I play all the goddamn time on air. And on the other side, we got the lovely blonde Veronica. The Aryan Princess Veronica Johnson.
Oh, jeez.
What? She's got the blonde and blue, you know. She's doing the the chosen race thing, whatever, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Awesome.
It's not me. Don't worry. I would be in your ovens if it came time to the war. Matt might be too. I don't know. Matt is now nitpicking your looks. You're
what? No, no.
Screening your qualifications to see if you would be on our side of the war. Oh, the roots. Okay.
What?
Well, there's another way to check her hair color.
There are none.
It requires two shots of tequila, though.
Oh, you know what? No comments.
All righty.
Filthy little bastard.
All right, guys. Well, last week, 2 weeks ago on the show, actually, it was right after the whole... Are you really doing that on the mic? Are you really chewing ice? Do you want to get some gum in here while you're at it?
That was awesome.
Well, you just don't care? Do you want to wipe your ass with the Greek flag while we're at it, Matt? Perhaps I could interest you in peeing on my dad's tombstone. I mean, while we're, here's a knife, slash my tires. Are you done chewing the ice?
Yeah.
If you got one bite left, do it loud and proud on the air.
Just go.
No, I'm having fun.
Letting it melt.
Okay. A couple weeks ago on the show, we were talking about the John and Kate.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Those
two. That grody pair. And I was saying she's just a total twat. I'll say that on the air, even though you're not supposed to.
I concur.
She's a TWAT, and John is just a guy who was kind of hoodwinked by a broad who wanted kids and fame and put two and two together and in a really gross way. He's just a guy. He just wanted to bang. Can you really blame a guy for that? Guys are dumb for the most part. A woman can play a guy like a damn fiddle. Right, Veronica? Type in here. You've done that. What is the worst thing you've ever done to a guy like that? Just to work him? Have you ever tried to shoehorn anyone into a relationship?
No. But when they tick me off, I have like a little make him bleed campaign.
And what would that consist of?
Oh, like, you already
what are your
know
secrets?
This?
Why? It's not. We've never really done
hooking
anything.
Hooking up with five of his best friends usually gets the job done.
Oh, my Lord. Wow, that's pretty.
Is this a true story?
No.
Yes, it is. I've heard all these stories via IM.
Is this
IM.
Coming from experience?
Oh, yes.
No comment.
Even though she's a virgin.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what makes it really weird. It was Matt Mouth, no, she's not. And a lightning bolt didn't strike him. So, audience, draw your own conclusions. Veronica's good people, though. But, yeah, for my money, he's just a dude, and he was banging a chick, and she's like, I want a baby, and I'm going to take a ton of horse fertilizer pills. And she had twins, and then she had the six of them.
Fertilizer pills.
Yeah, you know, whatever
it takes. Didn't they do in vitro to have them? They didn't even really have to bang for the kids, right?
I don't know. I don't know the saga so much. I know
is
trying
to be like an immaculate conception.
Sperms went into eggs and babies were made.
In a lab.
Yeah. And I wanted to.
What, is she just afraid of the penis or something?
Well, I hear that from every ex. But.
She's just old.
Who?
Kate.
Butch hair?
Yeah.
How old is Butch hair?
She's like 36, right?
She just saw enough eggs in there.
They're like mid upper 30s.
Well, all I know is that I hate them both. But,
No. You know what's worse?
What?
Worse than both of them?
What?
Her hair.
Oh, her hair is disgusting. We
her
had this talk on
horrid.
Air. From behind, it looks like a dude. If you were mounting her doggy style, you're gay.
Oh, jeez.
You're gay. I don't care if you're reaching around and feeling breasts, you're gay. You're feeling a tranny with implants.
So, John.
You could
gay?
Reach around John.
Nah, I haven't banged her.
No, her husband, John. Duh.
Oh, well. I'm glad you tapped
John
on how defensive I was about
there.
That. Yeah, John's a gay. John is a gay. You can't just put your hand over the mic and it all goes
and
away, man. I wanted you guys to come around and take a quick look. A friend of mine sent me footage of, they did webisodes, I guess, before they actually had the show. And this was the webisode of her getting her tummy tuck. And I wanted
God.
To show you two pictures of her actually preggers and then what her, it looks like a old white man's ass or something. But both of you come around, take a gander real fast. I'm going to pad for 5 seconds while my co-hosts come around. First, they're getting a picture of the pregnant Kate. Look at that.
That is gross.
Does it not look like a giant's penis coming through her?
Oh, my God, that's her stomach. I thought that was somebody's head standing over her.
No, that's her stomach.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
dude,
this.
Looks like one of the eggs from Alien.
Exactly. It looks like an egg. It looks like a queen egg. And then this is her pouch as they're.
look like an old white man's ass.
Yeah, it looks like a totally flat ass. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's disturbing.
Since then, my two listeners were really obsessed with us talking about, you know, the whole John and Kate thing. I guess people actually like that show. I don't get what's fascinating. Do you guys watch...
I don't think people like the show. I think they like to be horrified, so they watch the show.
Yeah, same thing with Intervention.
Yeah.
Nobody...
That show's awesome.
No, people watch, like, oh, I had a crappy week. Oh, wait, yeah. Like, this guy's a...
Yeah, a junkie
hopeless
whore.
Alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's like watching a train wreck. You can't look away.
See, I... Like... For whatever reason, I have no self-control when it comes to, like, porn and junk food... And, like, really anything, but I cannot watch that stuff. And I don't know why that's, like, where my 1 ounce of self-control kicks in, but it does. I can look away from these things. My brother will march over to my mom's, and he'll, a.k.a. my house, and he'll turn on Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, God.
And he'll turn on Rock of Love, and now I think we're on to Daisy of Love. And it's all just gross to me. I'll watch it on occasion.
You need to have an intervention with your brother. And
oh, he loves
reality TV addiction.
He loves trashy TV and trashy women, and I guess they go together.
See, those I can pass on. I really can. The trash TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't watch too much of it.
No.
Or is that stuff like
low,
even for cable shows and like Deadliest Catch and all that crap's like a league better?
Yeah, that's definitely like
Deadliest
the bottom druthers of TV. You know what I'm obsessed with?
What?
The Real Mob Wives of New Jersey.
They probably sound hot. They would be hot. Would they be hot to me?
Really? There's a show?
You know my
taste.
Know.
Do you like female Guidos? I mean, that's what they look like.
Guidettes.
Guidettes?
I do like me a Guidette.
Be careful. The mob might be listening and... You know how that goes.
I celebrate their mob women. I'm playing Grand Theft Auto right now. I'm about to bang the mob wife Maria in the game story. I'm looking forward to that. Even though she shares a name with my mother.
Ugh.
And in real life, that would be a
Wait,
total...
what city are you on?
Oh, I'm in Port Town.
Oh, wait, like... so you're still in the first level?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I haven't done that since like 8th grade.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put Rod to Maria pretty soon. Take that out of context and sample it.
Yeah, you rod dog the Italian
You're
bro.
You're talking about a cartoon.
Yeah, that shares a name with my mom.
Welcome to the show. Like, how long have you known this guy?
She's known me a
while.
And
you're like, yeah, you're like...
It started off as something purely sexual, but since then we've...
Yeah, I keep denying him, so...
Yeah.
Now he just makes fun of me.
Exactly. One of these days...
Dry spell this whole time.
My way of getting laid is like terrorism. It just has to get through once for me to win. Like, you
oh
have to
God.
Have one bad night, and then you're like, oh, my Twin Towers are down. And it's just me standing there laughing. Like, ha, 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 you screwed up. And I win.
Meanwhile, the victim's dumbfounded.
Yeah, exactly. You're just standing there in shock, cradling an American flag and crying. And I'm laughing. I am the winner.
Oh, heavens.
John gets laid. Praise be to Allah. Okay, the past few days, I've been zeroing in, even though I don't watch John and Kate, just like I don't watch The Hills, but I know who, like, the Partridge Girl with the nice boobs is, and then you got the...
Audrina.
There you go, Audrina, and then there's a Spencer, and a Heidi.
Did you see them on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Another piece of crap I would not watch.
Oh, my God.
I was too busy looking at porn and playing video games. But, I know all these people through websites like The Superficial and What Would Tyler Durden Do and TMZ. I feel bad enough reading those, but it's the only stuff I can look at work. You know, I know like 4 non-porn websites.
Wait, you work?
Yeah, I work like all the time. Just because
I have a job?
Yeah, just because I live at home and I'm friends with you guys doesn't mean I'm a complete derelict.
Whatever.
That was below the belt.
Was it?
That was below the belt.
Yeah, that kind of hurt. I'm going to cry now.
Yeah.
Do you have a tissue?
I have my boxers.
Yeah, I'll make do.
They dry all the girls off.
Oh.
The other day, I came upon this clip, and this is pure, indisputable, concrete proof that Kate is a total twat. This is Kate sitting around with her brood of 8. And
we were over
to friends. Okay, we're recording. And we're back, and you guys just missed the funniest thing ever. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. The sad news of the week, David Carradine.
Oh, that was
a erotic asphyxiation. Hey, I'm the one who called it, too, because when my sister told me about it, how he's hanging naked.
Yeah, what do you... He pulled
a
Michael
closet.
Hutchins. Yeah. He pulled an NXS. Microphone to your mouth, Matt. Thank you. There you go. Exactly.
Almost.
I want tried. You mouth open with that John Holmes shaft inches from your mouth. That did not work. We still heard you cough. You get an A for effort, though. But David Carradine, grasshopper of Kung Fu fame. Now, I love a lot of old shows.
I'm jerking off.
But did either of you watch Kung Fu at all?
No.
Who is making the feedback? Is that from another studio?
It could be my cell phone.
No, that is seriously from another studio. Sons of bitches. Like an ounce of respect. An ounce of respect for me. Come on. No feedback contests while I'm on the air. Come on.
No, he played Raidon in Mortal Kombat.
He did a couple things. He was Bill in Kill Bill.
I never saw it.
And everyone made the easy joke. Bill was killed. You know, please, laughter. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And he hung himself while...
Wait. Did he really, have they said, have they given
conclusively?
No, it meant like four, like I looked at it, it said like it meets like four, the guy who did the autopsy is like, yeah, it meets like four criterion for...
The autoerotic asphyxiation.
Imagine Arnold saying that.
Man, what a cool autoerotic
asphyxiation. I am a T-800 Model 101. I will autoerotic asphyxiate you, John Connor. That was a great impression. That's why I'm going to go far in this business.
Yeah.
Matt, have you ever dabbled in the...
No.
Yeah, I don't get...
No, just because, imagine, if that... I looked it up online. I wikied it. No,
I can explain it to you. You kind of choke yourself somehow while...
Yeah, I know, but, 1,000 men die each year. And a few women do, so be careful.
I was going to ask Veronica next.
I have no comment.
No wonder you have a bruised throat.
My throat is not bruised.
I just thought it's because he didn't listen. But, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 men die of it each year or so. But I'm saying, imagine how embarrassing that must be, for your family.
That's, I would feel bad enough.
Yeah, the last thing, they think of you is, naked with, a semi-arranging
Yeah, and
semi.
Especially me. The past 2 months, I haven't hit the gym once, and I've just grown, a big gut and tits. Imagine me just naked and hunched over.
With a semi.
Thanks for the visual.
Yeah. You know, awesome. My boobs, flapping out to either arm.
McDonald's.
Just my big purple Elvis dead on the crapper face going. It would be awful.
Well, he was hunched over the bathtub, right, with his ass hanging out.
He was, dead on the floor, sprawled out.
With his pants around his ankles.
Yeah, he was trying to crawl, and then he vomited in his face. He was apparently so dark that they thought they were pulling a black person out of Graceland.
Really?
That's what the ambulance crew said. They're we didn't know who the hell he was. We didn't realize it was Elvis. We were why are they making such a big fuss over an obviously dead guy?
Yeah.
But it's because he was goddamn Elvis. He was Suspicious Minds. He was Elvis. Do you guys want to add anything? Anything at all?
I got nothing on this one.
What made him turn so dark? What, did he just fall in the crap?
Well, he just OD'd while crapping. While reading the scientific search for the face of Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry. Do I just know a little bit about Elvis?
Yeah, you do.
Really?
One of his favorite books.
Really?
The king read
I
that
thought
for
he was
good
found
10
in
years.
His bed.
He no.
Found in his bed.
He was taking crap and OD'd and fell over and died really painfully.
Literally.
God, you sons of...
What?
We're going to get through this shift together, guys.
We were talking about something earlier. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when someone who can pronounce words says it. Say it with me, Matt.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation.
Autoerotic.
Asphyx.
Choke yourself out while you jerk off.
There you go. That'll work. No, you sound like me when I first got on air, and then I had to stop, mumbling.
Enunciate.
Yeah, I had to be mean. I had to pronounce things and be mean. And be mean to everybody.
No, I can say that I've never dabbled in that.
I've never done anything that fancy while winging one out. It's good enough to me. Why try to
honestly,
gild the
though,
lily?
Here's the thing. Apparently, it makes the orgasm better, but it's just
No, people don't do it because it sucks.
Yeah, just go cum in a girl. You can't really beat that.
I probably enjoy solo more. Than with someone just
next up, Matt and babies times 10.
Yeah.
What?
The threat of having a kid always kills the joy of sex with a woman for me. Even in the heat of the moment, I'm just you could get pregnant, you could get pregnant, I could catch something, you could get pregnant. That's all that's going through my head the whole time.
Just be look, Are you willing to get a coat hanger abortion?
Yeah, play some coat hanger pull.
Oh my god!
No, and that's the thing. You bend out the coat hanger.
John.
What?
Really?
What?
We want our listeners.
Not funny.
Yeah, I want them to walk away from Papa's basement having learned something.
So how many listeners are we down to?
Oh, like -4. Yeah. But after we teach him this, we're going to teach him how to make a bird feeder with just a pine cone and some peanut butter. So, it's take a life, give a life.
Right? How does a pine cone with peanut butter give a life?
You just smear bird seed on it, and then the baby birds can live. It's science.
What does Air Guido over here keep doing?
I don't know. Please stop insulting my fellow staffers. That's my job. I can get away with it. I know who you're talking about, too. I can almost guarantee I know who you're talking about, based just on the Guido description, but I will say nothing. Okay. All right. I've never used a toy. Like, if you look at any porn site, they advertise the Fleshlight and all kinds of other, like...
You've never used any kind of toy at all.
On me?
In any situation.
With girls all the time, yes. Like, any girl friend I've been with, any chick I've been with who's got a vibrator, it's always fun to work that into the situation. Yeah. It does all the work for you. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and then you get carpal tunnel.
You started talking about pocket vagina. Continue.
The pocket vagina is the same thing. The Fleshlight. So you walk around.
If someone sees it,
it's not like, oh my god, dude, you,
yeah,
you can't
you,
get
you pull
laid.
It out really quickly, and you go, it's my Fleshlight, and then it spills the contents everywhere.
Yeah, and like,
then you have to say that the battery sprung a leak.
Like dried up cum from like 6 months ago. It's like,
oh,
flakes
gross.
Off.
I guess that could happen. I don't own the product. I had a friend who had one and he broke it. I guess he got too into the moment.
Who was this?
A friend who lives in Finland now.
Oh, he's not listening. It doesn't matter.
No, he's not.
Do you remember Tyrone and Jamal?
Tyrone and Jamal, the fake names I gave to your lovers.
Yes, I don't remember which one was which.
On a previous episode.
But the first one had one of those.
You can use his real name. We don't have listeners.
No, never.
Okay, is this the one that you're still, like, into emotionally?
No, the other one.
Okay, the other one, how into him emotionally were you? The other guy.
I liked him.
You liked him.
Put him on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. If the one guy's like a 10 emotionally, right? Like, you still love him.
They were both 10s at one point.
Really?
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm talking like in the heat of the moment. This was like a 10. You're like, I could see myself forever with this guy.
Yeah, definitely. Both of them.
And then you found his...
No, he told me that somebody gave it to him.
Oh, okay. That's a nice lie. Go on.
I know, right?
Wait, a toy ruined the relationship?
No.
No. She's saying
not.
It didn't. It didn't put a dent in it.
No, he was stationed in a different state.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, he got one.
That's a pretty good lie for an army guy.
He didn't really like it.
I gotta say, well, no.
I'm not saying which branch he was in.
He needed to say that because then it's like, oh, he's using that because he's not cheating on me. But he's cheating on you. Because all filthy town trollops sleep with army guys. That's just how it goes.
He wasn't in the army.
Okay, he was a Marine. And this Marine was having sex with all the townies.
Yeah, nobody likes the army.
Exactly. Well, no.
I love the army.
Good old Veronica over here, if we want to get into her fetishes.
Yeah, let's not.
She's not into choking out, and...
She's just into, like, M16s and Abrams tanks.
Yeah, it's like, tell me about that brown guy you shot. that's Veronica's thing. She's into the armed forces. It's like, tell me about the crazy language he was screaming before you. You M16'd his brainstem. Harder, harder. Veronica's one of those chicks that's into, like, Army, Navy, and...
Okay, wait a minute.
Everything.
Realistically, what woman doesn't like a uniform?
A lot of chicks like uniforms.
Yes.
They enjoy them.
A chick who goes to Mary Washington, which is where I go.
Okay. I mean, there are a lot of girls that it's like, it's a fun perk. To you, I feel it's a primary quest.
No.
To a lot of girls...
It's her archetypal man.
Exactly. It's like a guy in a uniform.
Well, I like aggressive guys, and aggressive guys typically... are in the military.
I don't really find that to be true.
Things are coming together here.
Well, okay. I like being aggressive, but I know a lot of aggressive cats.
You are so not an aggressive, like, alpha male type of guy.
Well, thank you. That is...
You know that's true, though. You're more of an intellect.
A what?
SAT
more...
word.
What did you...
You're more intellectual. You're more about mental capabilities versus physical. You know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, I We gym
you
together.
You don't look like the type of guy that's going to hit a girl over the head with a
No, I'm not like that. But I do get into physical fights with dudes and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, but what about Norman Bates? Would you figure he wouldn't do that?
Who, me? I squat like over 400 pounds, man. I bench, I think, in my prime, what?
You just seem like the kind of guy that if I were dating, you would let me walk all over you. You would be the yes dear type. Like, I would tell you what to do and you would do it.
It's sad I project that.
This is going to end in a fist fight.
Yeah, I'll beat you, bitch. If that's what'll get the pipes working, I'll beat you.
And then.
On air.
And then they'll get married.
Yeah.
Sealed the deal.
No, I'll put a head through that glass right there. I'm very laid back because I don't care to enforce stuff much, but if anyone tries to lay rules on me, they're gone. Like, I just don't even deal with it. Like, I guess that's what you're picking up on. I don't like the mind games and the fighting, but that's just because I flush people down the toilet if they try to control me. Like I could have a girlfriend of 2 years I really liked, and she really, like, started pulling that stuff. It wouldn't even be like, we're going to have a fight about this. It'd be like, your ass would be on the curb when you came home that day.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did with Kylie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even see the point because people are replaceable, like, for the most part. Chicks especially are very...
Yeah, there's more of you than anybody else.
Yeah, rotate them like tires,
yes,
man.
Yes, you guys have so many options.
You just go out and get new ones.
Meaning besides chicks.
No, I'm just saying I don't get guys who put up with a ton of S from a girl, period.
Yeah, I don't like those guys. I won't date those guys.
Yeah, and there's a lot of girls.
But I also don't like suits. The guys that are arrogant and egotistical and more concerned with their careers than anything else.
But
well, sorry for being concerned about making a living.
God. Yeah, no, it's not
bitch.
That.
God damn.
It's not that. You can be concerned about making a living. There's a big difference between being concerned about making a living and letting your job control you.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
What else?
Where's that from?
That's Ron Burgundy.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore
He's
Island?
Screaming it from his suit. Come on, Ron.
Continue.
What?
No, come on.
That was the computer. That
I think you're
made
of making a valid point.
Yeah.
I'm done.
No, you were saying something. You were saying something. Come on.
Sorry, the bleach is affecting my train of thought.
You're making a point. Could you please continue with your point?
I thought I was done. I really don't have anything else to say.
There's nothing. You can't elaborate at all.
On what? Which part?
I have spoken!
Sorry. Peter Griffin cut you off.
I hate you.
I have spoken!
Oh, I'm going to play every sound bite twice. Just because I'm so happy I was able to play them to begin with. Matt, anything you wanted to add?
I have spoken!
No. I have spoken. All right. So I look like a pussy, and I can get trampled. And
no, you're just too nice. What do I come across as?
What?
I don't know. Okay, but been in your
first
presence
impression.
For 20 minutes.
No, it's been like 45.
Yeah, give the impression
of
Matt.
You seem to be, first impression, I would say, a bit more of an authoritative type.
There you go. He bosses me around.
More so than a pushover.
Go on.
Like, you look kind of stern. Not that, like, that's not a bad thing at all.
Okay. Well, we got about 10 minutes left on the show because I see Squire, who hosts Night Train Memories. Excellent show. Actually sounds professional, unlike this. Squire's coming in next, and God bless him. And we're going to cut to kind of the final point, the final thing I wanted to maybe accomplish with today's show. I'm going to try to make something happen between my two co-hosts. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we not have a knowledge of music history? Do we not know what we're listening to?
Yes, we know what we're listening to.
Okay. Let's get to that chorus. Come on. Kick in. Come on, Simon. Come on, Garfunkel. Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you and I. All right, Veronica.
Why am I Mrs. Robinson?
Because you love seducing younger males.
No, I don't.
You tanned cougar. You tanned leathery cougar.
Okay, I'm not that tanned. And which younger males have I seduced?
I thought you did nothing but like 23-year-olds lately.
No.
Why, for the sake of the radio, yes, this is all factual and correct. And listen to that fade out. John's editing work from 2 hours ago as he played Grand Theft Auto. Veronica, I want you to take one look at that hunk of marine meat next to you.
I've looked at him.
Look at that marine pedigree right there.
That's like what you say like to someone.
His father Force Recon Sniper. Killed more people than I can even contemplate. Killed more people than Typhus, his father, did. His mother, blonde and blue, just the way you like it. It's been put together for you right here, right now. And I'm just saying, if you could, is there a chance you're going to look up a young Matt Ganoza via my Facebook, add him as your buddy, talk
might,
a little bit, go out for some
so
drinks.
That we can make fun of you.
Show him what goes where. That's fine. I exist apparently to be stepped all over. That's my role as a beta male.
Beta, number two.
Yeah, I might even be a gamma male. I might even be like way low. Oh, I'm sorry. That's an intellect of mine getting in the way there. It could happen, right? I think there was something shared here. I want to say...
A genuine disdain for the host.
This was like the start of the action movie where this is the guy who just can't win in life. And you're the stuck-up snobby girl.
I am not stuck-up or snobby.
And then after two hours of fighting off the aliens or the zombies, you guys like kind of look at each other and you kiss. And that's what happened in the face of something horrible and invasive. And in this situation, it's me. In the face of that, you two have come together. I just want to know that you two are going to start talking to each other after this. You're going to look each other up online. You're going to go out for drinks next week, maybe. My treat. My treat if the sparks fly. And then maybe.
I plan on getting hammer face in celebration of my 2-week training.
There you go. That's an invite right there. This man just got a highly lucrative new job, and he's 21. Would you come out and drink with us?
I would come out and drink if you guys sure.
Okay, we have something to do tonight.
I think something just went down here. I sensed a happening. Can I be the godfather to your firstborn?
Oh my god, you are ridiculous.
That's all I want. All right, we're going to check out so that Senior Squire can host Night Train Memories, and if I knew more Spanish, I would say Night Train Memories en Español. But we got Squire, and he's doing the damn thing next, and doing a good job of it. Unlike, say it, us?
Papa's Basement.
There you go. Unlike Papa's Basement.
I think this is very professional.
I have a good time with it.
Hey, personally, I think you're better than Elliot.
Oh, do go on. Say it again.
I think that you're better than Elliot.
Elliot on which station?
DC 101. I hate Elliot.
Thank you.
Hey, Diane! Diane!
Hey, no, no, yeah, Diane! Okay, that's my Elliot impression. It's hey, no, yeah, no.
I'll have to listen to him now.
He's so annoying. God, why could he have not been the security guard at the Holocaust?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's the best one-liner of the whole thing. We're going to go out on that note. Matt Ganoza, that was bitchin'. Thank you. Veronica Johnson, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're resplendent. And I'm going to have to ask Matt what you're like in the sack in a week or two.
Oh, my God.
And I'm John Papagiorgio. This was In Papa's Basement. Again, every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., unless I'm not there. And InPapa'sBasement.com is the website. Host the archives and the blogs. Cox Channel 37, Comcast 27, Poor Person Cox 10. And we are outie.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.